We came under a solar settlement land scheme. Similar ones were put in place in various parts throughout Australia, and the idea was that if you met the criteria for certain areas, you put in an application, and it usually resulted in so very many applications that there was a ballot thing. The qualifications for Tullacool, like outside physical fitness and all that sort of thing, included previous experience in rice growing. So we came with a number of people, the majority of whom came from either Leeton or Griffith, because those were the only areas at that time growing rice. There was no option about our major endeavour on our land, on the Tullacool rice area. It was called the Tullacool Irrigation Area, as separate and distinct from the Warkool Irrigation Area, and the dairy and sheep farms became part of the Warkool Irrigation Area with different water allocations. We had a skeleton plant, and one of our immediate neighbours, who was Mick Miller, also from Leeton, he had lots of energy and enthusiasm, but he didn't have any plant. We couldn't afford to buy labour, so in the beginning, Frank and Mick worked round the clock with our plant. He helped Frank, and in return, Frank helped him, and they used our equipment. I found everybody very friendly, particularly our neighbours directly across the road who had already lived in the area for 23 years. They were so supportive. By the time I came, I had three little children, a classic example of the kindness of the previous settlers to us. We were able to join on a party line, which meant seven people sharing the one telephone line. But we were very grateful. Not only was it a party line, but unhappily for the other 23 families who by now were settled on Tullacool, ours was the only phone. Through nothing else but the kindness of our neighbours, that phone came to be, because we were able, in emergencies and at various times, we were able to take and deliver messages to other people.